RK101, we could add here to the listen to God. I think there is one called that. I mean, it's the same as people say, you know, just sometimes have quietude, seek stillness. Just be there, sit in front of your little altar, or whatever it is, picture of God you have, or just sit there with closed eyes and be with God, because God is everywhere. Actually, you are always with God, but just make yourself aware of that. And yeah. When it's quiet, everything else is quiet. No music going there, no. People talking. No videos playing. Well, there are sounds, distant sounds, but you can always choose to filter them out. And sometimes this background sounds there can even help to make you relax more. There's some mumble behind there. But try to make your situation now just quiet, still, and just be there. And that's also why we meditate on this japa, this mantra, like the Maha Mantra, because although it's sound, it's a sound presence of God. And mantra in general means that it frees you from the babbling of the mind, because as long as you listen to that mantra, then the mind is busy listening rather than thinking and talking and remembering and all of that. So the babbling of the mind. But you can also, right now, well, maybe have a mantra there to help the mind to calm down. But then just be there, quiet. Still mind, as still as you can. I mean, our minds, especially we modern big city people, sometimes it's not so easy to calm down the mind, but it's possible. You can learn that more and more, and perfection is not required here. Just be there. With as little distractions as possible. And listen to God. And I often ask, when I am in a situation where I don't know what to do, really, need a solution, need to handle some situation. I just put that question there, that what do you want me to do now? Or next? Or how do you want me to solve this situation I am in, or whatever? And just be there. Instead of thinking hard to try to come up with a solution yourself, do the opposite. Just seek that stillness and listen to God.